One day, government agents stop you on the street and turn your world upside down. You are told you have superpowers and have to go to a special school for others just like you. They do not take no for an answer. Fast forward to your first day of education. Before leaving, one of your classmates stops you. She wants to show you something. Hey, wait up. Where are you going? Yes, you newbie. Can I talk to you for a second? In private. Oh, no, it's nothing serious. I'd just like to show you something. And, you know, get to know you a little better since you're new. You were very wide-eyed today, so I thought I could be friendly, you know? Thanks. Let me just close the door behind us. We don't need any curious souls dropping in on us. Relax. I just want to talk. Not like I'm gonna bite you or anything. Tell me, how was your first day in the school for the gifted? It must have been quite a shock when they said you had superpowers and pulled you out of your normal life, huh? Yeah, it was the same for me. I told them they were being ridiculous, and I know nothing of what they were saying and to leave me alone. That's when they insisted and pulled my hands behind my back. Yeah, it is much better to go quietly. So, what powers do you have? You don't know yet? You wouldn't be lying to me now, would you? All right, I believe you. I wouldn't really blame you if you were, though. It would be a smart thing to do. Hiding what you can do from your fellow students. The element of surprise gets you a long way in a scuffle. And it's just a matter of time before some overconfident asshole wants to push you around. Don't worry about it. You'll manifest your powers soon enough. And if they manage to track you down already, you must have quite a bit of raw potential. Good to know. My powers. Now that would be telling. I'm pretty much in the same boat as you. Nobody knows what my powers are either. It's no big deal. We just don't get to attend the more specialized classes. Means we can slack off more, so it's really a win-win for me. Not much point in learning the finer points of pyromancy if you turn out to be a speedster, right? All you really need to know is how to bring them down. And it just means we have more time to study the things that really interest us on our own. Anyway, like I said, I wanted to show you something. Hang on, let me just take this thing from around my neck. Yeah, I'd like to show you my pendant. Oh, you'll understand why soon enough. I mean, just look at it. Isn't it fascinating? Look at the way it sparkles as I gently spin it around and around. The way it catches the light. What do you mean, what am I doing? I'm just showing you my pendant. Here, I will give you a better view. See? Just look at it. Watch my pendant. It's captivating. Isn't it? You're looking a little unsteady on your feet there. You should sit down. Sit down. And look a little closer. Look a little deeper. Don't bother trying to fight it. I've already ensnared your mind. Eyes on the pendant. Just make it easy on yourself and give in. Submit. Stop it with the begging. Do you really think that? All right, I'll cut it out. Shh, it's okay. I'm putting it away, so just relax, alright? See, I'm putting my pendant back around my neck. Just watch. There we go. It's back around my neck again, resting nice and snug where it belongs, completely harmless. And I'm not going to start dangling it in front of your eyes again, I promise. But I guess I understand if you don't immediately take my word for it. I understand if you prefer to watch it for a moment longer. Just to make sure it stays where it is. It's fine. You can look at it. But don't let your eyes wander any lower. That would be rude. Keep your eyes on the pendant. And it's so easy to keep watching my beautiful pendant. Because it's so beautiful. It's so fascinating. Notice how the light dances on the surface as my chest gently rises and falls. As I breathe in and out, it's so pleasant to look at. So relaxing to just watch my pendant and listen to my voice. You don't really have to pay attention to what I'm saying to you. You can just let my words wash over you. Simply listen to the sound of my voice and just let your thoughts drift away. It's perfectly alright if you lose track of what I'm saying to you. And it's also alright if you sink deeper and deeper. Always sinking further with every word I say. Barely keeping your eyes open anymore. So drowsy and heavy and sleepy. Just following my voice. Following it down, down, down. Up again. Wake up. And now look. Hey, easy, don't get up. Alright, that's impressive. I really thought I had you there. Still, you look like you're going to keel over any second now. Careful, you're just gonna hurt yourself. Stop stumbling around and just sit down. Where are you even going? What are you gonna try and do? Push past me? But you're much too weak for that. Too tired and drained. Look at you. You can barely even stay on your feet at all. It takes me no effort to push you back. See? I can just do it with one hand. Push you back, 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 back. All the way to the wall. And I can even pin you against it, too. Just pushing you back with my chest. You're as weak as a kitten right now. guess you can't look at my pendant when it's wedged between us like this. That's right, though. I've got a better idea. Now that I'm this close to you, look into my eyes. I didn't tell you to look away now, did I? Look at me. Fine. Then I'll just cup your chin and tilt. Really? Are you really going to squeeze your eyes shut? You're only delaying the inevitable, you know. Just accept it, silly. You like this, really. You're enjoying what's happening right now. You're all tingly, and you can't explain why, but you want more. Doesn't it feel good to be so bad and given to me? I'll just pry your eyes open again. So open your eyes and look at me. Suit yourself. Just look. Oh, there we go. I can feel your face starting to go slack already. Very good. Shh. It's alright. Just look into my eyes. You don't have to fight. I'm surprised how strong you are, but again, can't you feel that sensation of pure bliss just listening to my words? How smoothly they roll off my tongue. Focus on me if you can. I told you, you can't possibly resist me, and why would you even want to when it's so much easier to just look into my eyes. Oh yes, there's just something so incredibly alluring about these beautiful eyes of mine, isn't there? There's just something about them that draws your attention and pulls you in, that makes you want to look even deeper and deeper and deeper. You can't look away. You don't even want to. You want to just keep sinking into my eyes. Deeper, deeper, and deeper, and up. Waking up again. Coming back to awareness. Keeping your eyes on mine. And falling into them all over again. You can't escape my eyes. You're trapped, just sinking and falling. And up, eyes on mine, eyes on mine. Falling into them again. Falling deeper every time you do, every time you. Up, coming back to the world. Hey, look at me. Look at me. Up. Come on up. That's it. Focus on me. Focus on my eyes and... There you go. Welcome back. You still remember, don't you, that I hypnotized you? I thought so. You really are tenacious. Then again, there aren't better ways of doing this than trancing you up against the wall. It was fun, though. So yeah, you're in my thrall, and you actually kind of realized it, too. Now, there's a first. It's kind of interesting, to be honest. So yeah, I hypnotized you. You probably think I'm gonna make you serve me now, force you to obey my every command. I'm not. I do this as much for the challenge and the thrill of it, and partly for my own protection, too. You don't seem like a bad sort, but I've been wrong before. As long as you behave, I'll just let you get on with your life. Well, mostly. I think I deserve some perks. After all that effort I just put in. Oh, before I forget, don't try to tell anyone about this. You're not going to be able to, and you'd only end up embarrassing yourself. What's with that look? Come on now, what's a little mind control between friends? Not my friend. Aw, don't say such hurtful things. Look, we're hugging. That makes us besties. What did I ever do to you? Apart from the whole mind control thing. Don't worry, I'm sure we'll be the best of friends before you know it. Really, it's not so bad being in my thrall. None of the others seem to mind. Then again, to be fair, they don't actually realize it. But there's a lot of fun ways we can play around it. But there's a lot of fun ways we can play around with it. Trust me. Who knows? You might even come to enjoy being under my spell. Not a chance. You say that now. We'll see. Anyway, just stick around with me. I'll take care of you. Help you out with the classes. Keep the bullies away. That kind of thing. Just until you get up to speed. I'm not bullying you. You weren't supposed to remember any of this. I can't help it if you're such a willful bastard. Look, if it bothers you that much, I will fix it. But we'd have to get you somewhere that you're more comfortable on instead of these shitty plastic seats. That'll put you into a really deep trance. And I promise you, when you wake up again, it'll be like none of this ever happened. Alright. No, I wouldn't just make you forget about being under my control. Honest, think about it. When have I ever lied to you? Sleep. Wake up. Sorry, that was just too tempting to pass up. Oh, you're gonna be so fun to play with. Oh, and for the record, I really wouldn't just make you forget about it. I'd take advantage of the opportunity to put in plenty of other programming, too. Well, let's get out of here. Can you walk me to my dorm? I'm sorry, you misunderstand me. I didn't mean it as a question. I want you to walk with me. No. I could make you, you know. I could make you want it. Or I could make you think that it's your own idea to walk with me, but I'm pretty sure if I started messing with your thoughts now, you'd only start second-guessing yourself, wondering what thoughts are your own and which ones are the ones that I put in your head. So, at the very least, I'd have to make sure that it doesn't even cross your mind to start thinking about that. And that would take even more hypnosis, even more coordinating, and frankly, I think I've done enough for one day, don't you? Well, we just have to keep the really fun stuff for later. Unless you're gonna force my hand, of course. So, I'm going to ask you one more time. Would you care to walk me to my dorm? Good boy. See, we'll have you trained in no time at all. Come along. Say, did you have any plans for dinner yet? Well, you do now.